Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Good morning. Welcome to the Jen and Tim Show on Cleveland Star 102. We have reached Wednesday morning. It's July 2nd. Lots of things to get to today on the show. Taylor Swift loves Northeast Ohio. Just casually having a lunch in Chagrin Falls. Just hanging out. Having a chat.
Just no whatever. Big deal. Just like it's a normal day, regular person eating a meal.
That's no big deal. Hanging out. If you have inside scoop, let us know. Tried all day to get inside scoop. Got a picture, but not inside scoop.
Yeah, same. Got a picture. And my sister-in-law about had a heart attack. She was at the park with the kids. She said it was like 150 feet away. She had no idea. She found out afterwards. She's like, I cannot believe I was there all day with the kids and I had no idea she was there. Can you imagine you're walking through
like
downtown?
Surrounded by paparazzi? You just go in and have a meal? Like
there
what?
Must have I been mean, no like major activity. You would think there's some kind of security or something, but that's it. No, just walked in, had lunch, left. Just hanging out.
That's unbelievable. Just out of nowhere. We can talk about that a little bit later on the show. Obviously, we'll have Stevie on the show. She's coming up here. We'll start right here, though. He's dead. He's a guy. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope. Who is he? No one knows. He's dead. Just a dead guy in an envelope.
He's dead. He's a guy. He's in an envelope. Tim's the only one that knows who he is, so take a guess.
Star 102, good morning.
Of course, I'm John. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning.
How are you?
Not bad. Yourself?
Good. Can't believe Taylor Swift was in town. That was out of nowhere.
Yeah, that's a little wild.
Right? Having lunch at Chagrin Falls, hanging out.
I don't like to brag.
Do we know what she ate?
No.
I know.
Who was she with?
Well, obviously she was with Travis and then so that, who was that other guy? And what I hate, though, is that you can't even zoom in on this photo to see, like, what they're eating or who else is in the restaurant. I mean, it looks empty, but... You know, it's very strategically blocked.
I would love your guess for dead guy in an envelope, though.
I'm going to guess Andre the Giant.
Oh, old school wrestler.
I don't know.
Oh.
But looking at me, I don't know who it is.
Not Andre the Giant. We appreciate the guess, though. Need another guest tomorrow morning. Star 102, good morning.
Hi, I have a quick and easy question. I heard who the last dead guy in the envelope was, and I heard who the Christmas Carol was, but I never heard who the first dead guy in the envelope was, and it's driving us nuts.
It was Meatloaf.
Meatloaf! Oh my God, thank you so much.
Yes, November of 2024, Meatloaf was revealed.
Oh, thank you so much. And you know, it's one of those things that like pecks at your brain, and we were just wondering, and thank you for straightening that up.
Of course. Thank you for listening. We appreciate you being part of the early morning crew.
Always. You have a good day. Thank you so much.
It's a long time to be wondering who the first dead guy in the envelope was. Star 102, Cleveland's feel good favorites. I'm glad we resolved it now
yes.
In the month of July, but that was revealed in November of last year. I'm glad she called. Per, you know, an EMC, I'm glad she called.
I know. I love that you're part of it. I love that you enjoy it. And good luck on this one.
I love that she heard the last one when you and producer Stevie cheated when I was on vacation. And also, I almost forgot when it took me a second when she talked about the Christmas Carol, the Christmas song that was in the envelope that
oh
we did during.
Oh, my God.
We were
I
Cleveland's
forgot
official
about
Christmas
that.
Music station. When she said that, I just glossed right over it.
By the way,
wait, Christmas. Oh, that's right. Forgot we did that in December.
You could offer me $1 million right now, and I couldn't tell you what that song was. We put a song in the envelope for Christmas time. What
was
it? Do you remember?
Sure.
Did you tell her? You don't remember either. You don't remember, do you?
I remember. It was great.
What was it?
Mariah Ives.
I don't remember.
EMCs, tell us what song it was. Producer Stevie, you remember what song it was?
The Christmas Carol?
No.
Oh,
Stevie doesn't
gosh.
Remember either. What is wrong with us?
And we put the song in the envelope.
I know. What? It's like not even in my brain.
Now, I know because people would have definitely guessed Burl Ives because I play that at the 25th of every month. So I made sure it was not going to be Burl Ives. And you like Andy Williams. So it was like that. I was not going to have an Andy. Well, like I just didn't want it to be any tell on songs that we like. Would it have been Grinch? That's going to drive me crazy.
Was it Kelly Clarkson? No, I don't
Please DM us. No, I feel
someone
like
someone has
old school.
To remember.
Yeah, you got
to
remember what that is. EMCs, you're the best. You know how to get reach us. Up next, we have Stevie on the socials.
So the WNBA just announced expansions coming to Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. And the players have been asked their The players have been asked their opinions on coming to Detroit and Cleveland. And some a player is going viral for her response.
Not a good viral
it's not a
either.
Good look for us here.
Making really fun of Cleveland, not even really understanding that it's Cleveland. I'm mentioning a different city and everything. Like ripping on Cleveland is so 1978. Mm-hmm. It's just like an old school thought. And I really think that when that happens, it's coming from an outsider that legitimately has never been here.
Exactly.
And it has to be from a place of just not knowing, because anybody that's been here, it's coming from a place of no knowledge at all. I really believe that. And if you missed it, you need to hear about this. Also, we might need hiccup help. Hashtag hiccup help. That might be also on the way.
From trending topics to TikTok treasures, she's got the scoop. It's time for Stevie on the socials with the Jen and Tim Show on Star 102.
The WNBA just announced expansions are coming to Cleveland, Detroit, and Philadelphia. We're going to get a team here in Cleveland in 2028. Detroit is expected to get a team in 2029. And Philadelphia in 2030. Sorry
tell anybody
for the hiccups.
I was going to say, just let everybody know. It's a hiccups. If you have, so we are doing Stevie on the socials. You will get through it. You do a great job always. When you hear that it's a hiccup, if you have hiccup help, something that will help her get rid of the hiccups, can you either call 216-343-1021 or shoot us a DM? We will get to that when we're getting to Stevie on the socials.
I'm trying to drink
first.
The water, but I
it's
think
the water's
a way
not working.
Got,
she's trying to hold her breath during a doubt. Like it's been an entire thing this morning. And it's the hiccups are very cute and something. There's another one. Like just this is live. You can tell this is not recorded.
Yes. I don't even know when it's happening.
You don't know what's going to hit you. So I don't know. I'm just so people know what's going on. You're doing great.
Cleveland and Detroit are getting a team. They're returning. And then the Philadelphia, it's going to be the first time in franchise history. So the players have been asked their thoughts on this announcement. And there's a player on the Indiana Fever going viral for her response. The cities have responded. NBA players have responded. People are not happy with what she said. So here's what happened. Guard Sophie Cunningham was asked her opinion on the league expanding to multiple new cities over the next few years, to which she said, quote, "I don't know how excited people are going to be going to Detroit or Cincinnati." She meant Cleveland.
Not excited. She's not excited to go to Cincinnati if that was the case, but it's Cleveland. And I don't think the owner, first of all, you're expanding the league. That's very, very exciting. You should be excited. I don't care where you're going. That's exciting.
100%.
That there is notoriety to the league, that they are expanding, you know, several teams. You're expanding by what percentage? And the owners aren't going to ask the players where they want to go. There is a massive undertaking when they decide which cities monetarily, who's going to support these teams that go into it. It's not just, hey, I mean, the premier people in the league, or, you know, hey, who it might be. Like, where would you like to go? Okay, we're going to start there. We're going to go to this city. That's not how that works.
Having turnout. Well, that's exactly what the city of Detroit was saying. They made their official X account posted saying, quote, "The last time we were home to a WNBA team, the Detroit Shock, we ranked top five in attendance for five straight seasons, number one in attendance for three straight seasons, and set a single game attendance record for game three at the 2003 WNBA Finals. Detroit is a sports town. We're sure we'll see the same excitement for the WNBA returning."
And that's when it wasn't what it was now. They were trying to get off the ground. Mm-hmm. I mean, that was years and years ago.
Yes.
And you have even more notoriety to the league now, let alone what it was 30 years ago, which is super exciting.
We even had Cavs players, Dan Gilbert, the city of Cleveland responded. there's a lot of response. City of Cleveland posted to their X account as well, saying, Sophie, your teammate doesn't seem to think Cleveland is too bad. We're proud to have been chosen to host a WNBA team, and any player who comes here will feel that legendary passion Cleveland sports fans show our teams. And then they included a video of Caitlin Clark during the NCAA Final Four tournament that was held here in Cleveland.
It was super cool. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night, but I've never been to Cleveland before. It's been awesome. I'm excited to play here, obviously, with LeBron James being like the face of Cleveland and being able to play here when he first started his NBA career. Like, that's just super cool. So we're happy to be in Cleveland.
And there you have it.
We need
Caitlin to. Caitlin Clark has spoken.
Caitlin Clark has spoken.
Well, that was...
I know, which is Iowa, ridiculous. Which is that. Yeah,
which
absolutely.
Is awesome. But like, we
that's
need to
how
bring...
you handle the situation of asking, hey, are you excited for a new city?
Exactly.
How do you like the city? Like, media 101, you don't bash potential city that you could be going to.
We need to bring the other girl to Cleveland and give her a tour and show her why Cleveland's so awesome.
That's what Donovan Mitchell and Tristan Thompson were saying. They said it's a great town, great restaurants, it's great
in
the summer.
Donovan Mitchell in the summer, fire.
Yeah,
it's
with,
like
the
this,
fire
yeah
emojis.
With the fire emojis. Yeah, absolutely. So we're excited about that. Still don't know if it's going to be the Rockers, though, right?
No,
no idea yet.
Officially said.
We just
it better
know
be.
We just know it's going to be back. Right, exactly. We know it's going to be back in a few years. Great job. Hiccup help. I'm assuming that's next. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show. Welcome to Hiccup Help. Stevie, producer Stevie has hiccups. She's hiccuping all through for Stevie on the socials, trying to get through it. Nothing's working. Nothing's working. How does she get through it? Hiccup Help, 216-343-102, and you can always shoot us a DM, Jen and Tim Show on all the socials. What gets you through it? All right, Dave, help us out, buddy.
Tim, I see this being your forte, but you need to scare her, surprise her, shock her.
Okay.
I'm pretty hard to scare.
Yeah, she is very tough. We actually did that. I don't know, it's probably maybe a year ago, trying to scare her, and it is almost impossible.
You should see me in a haunted house.
Don't even move?
Just straight, just walk.
That should be a TikTok. You just
this
walk
year,
through.
We're sending you.
It's like when that guy goes on a roller coaster, and he just looks backwards, and he has
that's
no...
That's me, I'm like, okay.
He has no emotion at all. That's you going through a haunted house. That would be a great video.
My youngest used to have hiccups real bad, and that was the only way I could get her to stop.
Oh, okay. Isn't there like a peanut butter method or
a
drinking water
about
method?
That, something about peanut butter.
Okay, we'll get to that next. I would love butter. To know. There's got to be another way. That's a good call, Dave. We appreciate it, buddy. Hiccup help. Producer Stevie. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. We're getting DMs.
Cindy says, hold your breath, swallow twice before you take another breath. Oh, she's holding her breath.
Stevie, are you okay?
It's hard to get you swallow okay. while holding your breath.
Wait, how you... Oh, that's weird. Oh, I don't like that. That feels
throat.
Weird. Yes, it is a lot of exercising of the throat.
Andrew, thank you for the DM on Instagram. Have Stevie eat a huge spoonful of peanut butter all at once. Hiccup's gone. Why does peanut butter work? That's like a couple of messages about peanut butter.
Is it because it's like so thick it just like blocks anything
we'll
else
probably
from
have some
happening?
Downstairs.
I don't know.
Do you like peanut butter?
Yeah.
Okay. Would you do that? A huge scoop of it?
Yeah, I feel like I used to do that as a kid. Like, if I got hiccups as a kid, that's all what right. I
do. You're
too.
Just so busy chewing that peanut butter that you forget you have the hiccups? Or is there something, like, that actually molecularly...
That chew
like,
the peanut butter.
Well, just chew. Like, how are you...
Like, I feel like you
but
like...
what you're doing with your mouth would be the chewing motion.
Yeah, but it's not like the teeth of chewing. It's like a gummy chew.
Do you chew peanut butter? 216-343-1021.
It just feels weird to say you chew peanut butter.
Oh, well, maybe it's wrong. Maybe you don't chew peanut butter.
I don't know.
What do you do, gum it?
Yeah.
That's even
you
worse.
You gum it.
You kind of...
I mean, you don't use like your...
You like tongue it.
Yeah.
Don't. Like, you, do not. Jen.
You use
like
the
chewy.
Soft part of the mouth, not the hard teeth.
100% Stevie is right.
Do you chew peanut butter? Yes. Peanut butter is meant to be chewed.
It says
yes,
that?
It's a different kind of chew.
It's like a gentle chew.
You're still saying chew, so thank you for agreeing. All right, let's go. What about you?
Stevie, for your hiccups, I know you've tried water, but have you tried drinking water upside down?
No.
Like, she has to be upside down to the bottle.
Doesn't that sound dangerous?
No. So, so all you're going to do when you're standing up, you're just going to bend over at the waist, hold the cup upright, the cup that's, or the side that's farthest away from you when you're bent over is the part that you're going to put in your mouth. And then just sip slowly for two or three gulps, and then stand back up, and they should be gone.
Video!
Yes.
This sounds very acrobatic.
Is this something you would try?
If it works, it works.
If it works, it works. True.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. but I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Can we do a different round of Whatcha Watchin' Wednesday?
Sure. Such as, well, like a different round, what?
As in, we always talk about shows we're watching. And I can't get into any shows right now because I have a complete addiction to something that is on my phone. I don't know.
Bubble Pop?
No. No, I do love Bubble Pop, though. I usually do that when we're playing Trump 2.
No, when I'm that's out of why the room. I was wondering if there was a
that
correlation
there. That or Block there. Blast. No. This is something that's popping up on TikTok. I don't know how they're making these videos, but they are the most like ASMR satisfying things I have seen. They have millions of likes on them. And I don't know if you've seen them. I don't know if you're going to be like, Jen, that is embarrassingly ridiculous. You're addicted. They're so relaxing. And the sounds they make are so satisfying.
Man, you love this. Is this your new? Now, I'm not going to ask yet because I'm going to lead with the question before you reveal it next.
Fine.
Is that okay? I'm just going to lead with it. And then I want to know what it is because see if anybody else is in on this.
Like, I'm not even sitting down and watching shows at night. I'm watching this instead.
Oh, my gosh. All right. What is it? Is this your new soap slicing?
Yes.
Star 102, Cleveland's Feel Good Favorites, because you were all over that. It's been months and months now.
Listen, not only is it my new soap slicing, they do this in soap slicing form. But first, I want to tell you what it is. This is what I can't stop watching online. It is glass fruit cutting, which I realize as I let the words flow out of my mouth right now sounds incredibly stupid. If you ever scroll through TikTok, I'm sure you've come across this. And it took me a minute. I'm like, how are they doing this? It's all AI generated and they are taking fruit. And I mean, sometimes it's miniature with like a teeny tiny little knife that they're slicing miniature fruit. Sometimes it's just like a giant apple, orange, kiwi. I mean, you name it. And they are, you hear like the knife touch the glass and then you hear it slice through the fruit. And then you hear the glass kind of fall down and they ever so gently slice through the fruit. The sounds and the squish and it is so satisfying. And then yesterday it went next level when I saw someone and again, this is obviously AI generated because you are not putting glass soap in your hands. Someone picks up a bar of glass soap. It is shiny. It is beautiful. It is lovely. And they squeeze it and it starts like gently crumbling into a powder in their hands.
I have not seen that.
Oh, it is just the best. And I am mesmerized. Like, what is this world coming to that this is what I want to watch?
Wait, like, does it dissolve in like a powder?
In like a powder.
And does it turn different colors or is it
yes.
just saying?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, have you ever seen them do that in real life
where
they get the squishy? Yeah, but they do it now with the glass soap.
Oh, I've only seen the fruit.
Look,
I've never. Now I will today because our phones hear everything and we talk about this. I'm going to see it online.
I've got to show it to you. So you've seen the glass fruit cutting?
Well, first of all, you had mentioned this. Off the air, like low key, maybe to Stevie or like Chase the Afternoon Guy, like something you mentioned.
Yeah.
You mentioned it to somebody.
Right.
And then my phone heard it, and then it became, and I said, oh, this is what she's talking about.
Yeah.
And it was this little mini knife, the like the
minis.
That's, well, I think it eased me into it.
Yeah,
so
gentle.
It was the mini knife, and I think it battled a strawberry. And it was like a nice strawberry, but it was the interior when it was every seed and everything perfectly displayed as it went just one gentle slice through. I like to see that. But I mean, you love the like the ASMR noise.
The sounds. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Love
get,
it.
That I
only some of them.
I know. I kind of watch it on mute, to be perfectly honest, sometimes because it drives me crazy.
That's
but
not,
you love that.
First of all,
you love that though.
The fact that you're watching that on mute, that just doesn't even serve
I
the
do.
Purpose.
It's no! visually pleasing, but the audio drives my ears crazy.
That
I don't know why.
Even
like, my
it's
daughter loves
even...
that. I can't. I just, it drives my ears crazy.
You
I don't
have
lie.
To see it.
Like, I know.
And then somebody took it next level. You could see, like, they make a request and it'll be like, hey, make the planets and slice them open and show us what it would look like inside. And then, like, it's like a, you know, fake Earth or a fake Mars or something like that. And they, you know, Mars is like all icy on the outside and they slice it open and there's like a hot lava that like oozes out. It's so stupid.
Man.
It's so stupid, and I love watching it.
Anybody else in on this? Or maybe, come on, we're all friends here. Admit some dumb things you watch on TikTok that you're addicted to. Or another platform. Maybe there's something else like this. Jen admitted it. It's Jen and Tim Show on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites.
I don't like that you don't like
what did you
the
just,
sound.
I was going to say, what did you just ask me as soon as I started that just...
I said, do you really not like the sound of that? Do you really not? And you said, no. It drives you nuts. I don't like that you don't like the sound.
Just the ASMR. The ASMR in general. I think I'm the only person we were talking about. You're talking about the AI-generated, the glass fruit slicing.
Oh, it's so good.
And now, so is it a soap or
is
that slicing?
Yeah, there's
a
soap crumble. But here's my... Is there any... ASMR that you like? Like
no.
The nail tapping?
No, we will go for, here's a perfect example. My daughter, Izzy, and I, she's 10. We'll go to Dick's Sporting Goods there at Great Lakes Mall. And she'll look around, look at the Owalas or look at the Stanleys or something else. She'll be like, Daddy, this is the new color. And
and like taps on it.
Don't do that, please. See, like this one has a straw.
Love it.
Please. I said, Izzy, we're leaving if you do it again. Please don't tap on the side of the water bowl. I know that's what you see on TikTok. I understand why you're doing it. Like you're not presenting this information to me that please don't tap on the side of it. It dry.
Please,
I don't know why.
Please.
You and I are exact opposites on
Please tell me she's wearing a fake nail of some sort while she's doing it.
Of course. But yeah, exactly. So, because she saw that somewhere. She thinks she can wear glue on and she's 10. And then it's like, no, you can't.
That is so great.
Daddy.
And you get annoyed and she does it again.
Oh my gosh. Why is she? I know why. But I don't know how you listen. I can't do it.
I love it.
And you love it.
And there's so you don't like the nail tapping. You don't like the fruit slicing. What about when they would slice the soaps when I was in that phase? Did you like the soap slicing?
When it was diced and it would hit like the counter or something. That wasn't too bad.
And what about, remember my phase of the horse hoof cutting? Where they would scrape all
the... Oh, the scrape the metal and then like into a nice V shape or a U shape or whatever
that
was.
They would like slice the sides and
file them
down.
Does that not hurt that horse? I know that they said that's good for that. It's like the horse toenail and everything.
And then the horse has to have a leg up. It's a whole thing.
We have watched some stupid things.
Really, we have.
But educational. That was educational at least.
Learned a lot about hooves.
Horse? Oh, those hooves. Man.
Cows mostly, but...
They look good when they're done though.
Yay!
They're just trotting around very happy. Those horses are ready to roll. Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. It's the Jen and Tim Show.
There's Norma sent a comment. So we're talking about, I'm obsessed with watching glass fruit cutting AI on TikTok. Norma says, I love watching the AI-generated babies that are redoing sitcoms like Friends and Big Bang Theory. I find it hilarious. Norma, I have never come across one of those.
You will now. They're great. They have it in different facets. They have it in sports. They have it in everything else. They'll have it in debate. They'll have... Like it'll be Charles Barkley doing NBA on TNT and some, they're like, I don't know if they're a year old, 2 years old, they'll have like the kids version of it. And so it is the best.
Are they
It
using,
is the best watch ever. Just this AI kind of like.
Is it clips from the actual show and they're lip syncing it?
The ones that I have seen are clips from the actual show.
No kidding.
And they're like going through the motions and it's just the kid version, like the toddler, maybe the, I guess more of a, not even toddler age, baby version. Of them going through. I haven't seen the Seinfeld one, which was funny. I've seen minor more sports related.
Oh, yeah,
and it's like Shaquille O'Neal and Charles Barkley going back and forth and just
as babies.
Battling it out, but as babies.
Oh. Well, I hope I come across that. Thanks, yeah. Norma.
So that's another great one. We appreciate that.
It's 68 degrees in LaGrange, today's Star City. Here are the three things you need to know this morning. Taylor Swift in Northeast Ohio yesterday at JoJo's Bar in Chagrin Falls with Travis Kelce. He reportedly played in a golf tournament in Chardon on Monday.
Anyway, she goes there and doesn't grab popcorn. How do you go there and not grab popcorn?
I got to tell you, though, I've only seen people posting about this JoJo's Bar. And, like, how did they get in and
By
out?
By the way. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I did not mean to do that. I apologize to you. It just a thought hit me. I apologize. Who took that picture that shouldn't have? The only picture that was on every outlet that you know was not supposed to be taken.
I don't want to say I got that picture early yesterday, and I was begging for permission to use that photo, and they were like, "No." Did you hear who took the picture?
I was told, I got your text because you would text me, and I was texting with a buddy of mine that also said it was, all I had was, it's from Anonymous.
Right.
So then I began texting my boss, like, bro, what do I do with, can I,
get right.
like, what do I do? Because right. there's certain things you can't get. So I did not hear that. So that you have more scoop
That's
than
so
I do.
That's so funny. I texted our boss too, but I didn't even show the photo because I was afraid to send the photo to anyone.
Yeah, I didn't know. I was giving.
Like, I can't break like the confidence of the person showed this to me. And then I'm like, ah, dang it. It was everywhere.
Yeah.
It was everywhere.
How mad were you when you first saw whatever the outlet was post it?
Yeah. Oh.
Like, oh.
I thought I had this. We could have posted
it. It's better to be safe.
Whatever.
It's not worth the jobs and everything else to post a picture like that.
Of course.
But that was a big deal, clearly.
It was a really big deal. WNBA player Sophie Cunningham, who plays for Indiana, had thoughts on Cleveland's new expansion team, saying she doesn't, quote, know how excited people are going to be going to Detroit or Cincinnati, meaning Cleveland. She called us Cincinnati. The city of Cleveland responded with this clip of Caitlin Clark.
It was super cool. We went to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last night. I think you could stay in there for about a week and still have more things to do. But I've never been to Cleveland before. It's been awesome. I'm excited to play here. Obviously, with LeBron James being like the face of Cleveland and being able to play here when he first started his NBA career, like, that's just super cool. So we're happy to be in Cleveland.
Cleveland also reminding everyone how proud we are to be chosen. There's going to be a party in downtown Cleveland to celebrate the opening of the new Superman film that was shot here in Northeast Ohio. It'll be on July 12th at Tower City Center.
I'm not going to lie. These are some bizarre recommendations during Hiccup Help on Star 102, Cleveland's feel-good favorites. People being helpful. I've just never heard of these. You have the hiccups, you can't get rid of them. A shot of lime juice to cure hiccups. That's what Amelia says.
Did never you see the one that says put like a moist paper towel over a glass of water and drink through it?
Yeah, I just got a text from our friend Dawn that said the exact same thing. I've never heard of that. You drink through the napkin?
Yeah, don't you get like napkin shreds in your mouth? Yeah, that's what I would think.
Yeah, Sloan said the same thing. Tell her to put a paper towel over a glass of water and drink through the paper towel. And then, of course, scientifically, I would love to know how does that help?
I don't know. Is it just that you're distracting yourself with something else weird?
Yeah.
Or does it actually do something physically to your body that makes the hiccups stop?
I would try that. My hiccups would stop and I would drown. What happened? Yeah. Tim was trying to stop his hiccups. The paper towel got lodged. The sugar water. The
paper towel got lodged.
Like, I don't.
How did he die? Moist paper towel to the throat.
None of these are recommended by Star. I don't know. I've heard the hold the breath and the scare. And then we have a bajillion other comments because we have the best listeners ever. Like 20 minutes of suggestions for Stevie. So we'll see what works. I don't know. It's been hiccuping all morning long.
Thanks for listening to the Jen and Tim Show podcast.
Listen to new episodes daily on your Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. you'll see Progressive's direct rate. Then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.